This is Dixie Crow reporting on therapeutic riding at Colorado State University. Colorado State University's Equine Sciences program has a unique therapeutic riding program led by Dr. Sharon Butler. Students in her classes not only learn the benefits of therapeutic riding for disabled members of our community, they also learn how to become instructors. Dr. Butler, could you talk a little bit about therapeutic riding?
The program here is mostly class-based. We offer three classes in the area of equine-assisted activities. We talk a lot about why being on a horse or being with a horse is beneficial, all the benefits that they can provide through their movement and through the interaction with them. And we just, I guess that's really where we start, is with all the benefits.
Sure.
And from there, then we get more specific about, you know, if you want to be an instructor, what do you need to do and what do you need to know. The riders for the lab come from Front Range Exceptional Equestrians. So they're riders in their program, and they allow me to choose riders for my lab for the students to work with.
Could you talk a little bit about what their needs are?
We have both children and adults, first of all, and their needs are varied. We have people with all different types of disabilities. Some have physical disabilities, so we work on things like improving muscle tone and muscle strength and balance and being able to use your hands, you know, motor skills, to use your hands and your legs. We also have riders with cognitive disabilities, so we work on more educational things, being able to remember skills in a sequence, complete a task all the way through, being able to just understand things like, you know, what color is the horse, what breed is the horse. We do things with the alphabet and words and numbers and sort of an educational type of things. And then we do have a few riders that have multiple disabilities. They're getting benefit in all those areas.
And then what's the difference between assisted therapy riding and hippotherapy?
Well, equine-assisted activities and therapy is a general term, and it covers everything.
Okay.
Therapeutic riding is a type of equine-assisted activity where the goal is to learn how to ride a horse, to learn riding skills and horse handling skills, and that's taught by a certified instructor. Hippotherapy is a specific type of therapy led by a physical or occupational therapist. There is an instructor involved, but the therapist is leading the session. They don't learn how to ride the horse, but they are working on therapy goals to improve their function.
Is this program pretty unique in terms of, are there other programs like it at universities across the United States, or?
There are a few universities that have programs with equine-assisted activities, not a lot, but there's a few. There's a fair number of universities that offer one or two classes, but to have a program where you go through and learn from the ground up and become a certified professional, there aren't very many that do that.
Emily Gieslin, a senior equine sciences major, has focused on therapeutic riding as part of her coursework. I know you have some involvement with equine-assisted therapy, and could you talk a little bit about how you were interested in that and what that entails?
I first got involved with that, knowing that I wanted to become involved with that when I was about age 10, but this summer I got a really good glimpse of how that works practically in the world. And so I completed an internship, and it was really helpful just to see, like, other facilitators and instructors working with the individuals who had disabilities and special needs.
And are the riders, can they be CSU students, or are they just general population from the local area? Like, how do they choose their riders?
It can be anyone in the community who meets their criteria of having a disability or a developmental delay. Any rider who rides in a therapeutic riding program ideally needs to be approved with a doctor's permission. A lot of the riders are there to learn how to ride a horse, so we're not actually looking for their benefits to help with their disability or with their day-to-day functioning. That's just an added bonus. A lot of the riders we see, though, some of them need, like, help counting or help processing with their processing skills. And so through riding a horse, you have to know different processing aspects. Let's say you want to turn your horse right. You have to think about how am I going to use my right hand to, in my left leg, to maneuver the horse, to bend the horse, to turn the horse around the corner, and to go a different direction. And so it really helps with their processing and helps with their motor skills, fine and gross motor skills, as as well as a lot of the writers that I've been able to work with, like, they really helped them improve their communication skills at school or with their individual aides in their classes. And a lot of them helped with their vocabulary and their reading skills because we caused them to do a lot of different activities when we're teaching them how to ride a horse.
Are you, like, exposing yourself to diversity of disabilities within the Fort Collins area, and do you think that's impacted you personally?
A lot of the riders that I did interact with are a good glimpse of the Fort Collins community, and, like, I really enjoy working with people of different backgrounds and diversities through that. My cousin has special needs, and I also utilize special needs services as well. And so it's just really beneficial just to meet others in the community and to become a part of something bigger than myself.
This has been Dixie Crow reporting for Colorado State University.